Words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. So, here we are. Tonight begins the 40 days of Lent, 40 days of reflection, prayer, and self-sacrifice as we journey towards Easter. The 40 days of Lent reflects Jesus' 40 days in the wilderness, where he, like Moses and Elijah before him, prepared for his ministry. Jesus fasted during those 40 days in the wilderness. Fasting is a common act of repentance in Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. Fasting is a spiritual discipline for many people. John Wesley, Gandhi, Dorothy Day, Cesar Chavez, and Thomas Merton all fasted. People give many reasons why they fast: spiritual cleansing, weight loss, detoxification, and they're all valid reasons as long as we remember that nothing we do will draw us any nearer to God. God is already with us. The Israelites fasted too, hoping that God would see them in a better light. But then they complained, "Why do we fast, but you don't see? Why humble ourselves and you don't notice?" The people want to know, why is God ignoring their fasting? What did they do wrong? Today, we put ashes on our forehead as we begin Lent. Why do we mark ourselves with ashes? Like the fasting of the Israelites, what is our motive? Is it for God to notice us too? Why do we fast, but you do not see? The Israelites asked this question because they were worried about their salvation. For the people of Isaiah, wanting to secure their own salvation was a threat that continually confronted them. This wanting to save ourselves can tempt us. We all want the power to save ourselves. We all do. God knows this. So God replies, "Look, you serve your own interests on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and fight and to strike with the wicked fist. Such a fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high." We can't fool God. God knows when we say one thing and do the other. God knows if we try to do these things to win favor with God. On Ash Wednesday, we wear ashes, we confess our sins, we may begin to choose a Lenten fast. As sincere as those practices are, they do not help us find favor with God. We're already saved through grace. And because we're saved through grace, we choose to honor God. God tells us exactly how God wants to be honored, and it has nothing to do with fasting or ashes or external piety. God says, "Is this not the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house when you see the naked to cover them, and not to hide yourselves from your own kin?" Ouch. Relatives can show up unannounced anytime. You ever wanted to hide from your relatives? Just let that sit there for a moment. "If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the new day. You shall be called the repairer of the breach." God does not want our individual acts of piety. God wants us to repair the breach, to heal all of creation. When we help God in the work of this repair, God's light bright breaks through the gloom of despair, the darkness of ignorance, and the deception of arrogance, fear, and violence. This idea of repairing the breach is found in the Hebrew phrase tikkun olam. Tikkun olam literally means to repair the world. The concept of tikkun olam is found in Deuteronomy, Micah, Exodus, and Isaiah. Tikkun olam happens by pursuing justice, defending the oppressed, and caring for the poor. Tikkun olam is a call to social action that seeks to repair the world through the establishment of the reign of God. Tikkun olam is reflected in Martin Luther King Jr.'s concept of building the beloved community. So this Ash Wednesday, let's think of how a new kind of fasting could repair the breach, making Isaiah's words relevant today. How can we turn this concept of giving up something for Lent into a meaningful act? How might we redefine fasting to the things that harm our relationship with God, rather than just things that harm our bodies? What about a fast from social media or doom scrolling? What about giving money to help those in need, rather than shopping Amazon or buying fast fashion? And please note, I'm talking to myself here. How can our fast promote tikkun olam, repairing the breach, healing the world? So, dear church, come to the table and receive God's grace. Then go and practice tikkun olam. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Please rise for the hymn of the day.